morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. Sponsored by Corteva Agriscience with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Farm Service agency offices will reopen soon, despite the government shutdown. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says USDA has recalled all of the more than 9,700 FSA employees to open FSA offices nationwide.
That's exactly right. We've persuaded OMB through them working with us and our attorneys and our budget people working with them over finding the funds to get all of our people back to allow them to take care of our customers' business, and it'll be more inclusive than it was on the temporary 3-day issue as well.
The list of programs allowed included the market facilitation program.
So they'll be able to do some more things, including finishing up the market facilitation program and even originating some new operating loans for them, creating some of the WHIP payments. And doing some other things that getting crops out of loans, getting new loans on other crops, cotton, peanuts, sugar, those kind of things. So even the dairy margin protection programs.
USDA will keep offices open from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays beginning January 24th, but will taper operations down over time.
They will be coming back this Thursday, so they'll be back Thursday and Friday, and then for a 10 working day period. That means all 5 days next week and all 5 days the week following, they will be in the office to take care of all the backlog businesses. And then they'll be open 3 days a week in the weeks following.
Perdue made the announcement Tuesday afternoon. According to State FSA Director Scott Biggs, all of Oklahoma's FSA offices will be open during this temporary window to help with the approved priority services authorized by Perdue. For a look at that complete list of services, or to locate your local USDA service center, click over to our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration is considering calling back more furloughed workers to help with the inspections of high-risk foods. The FDA last week said it would restart inspections of high-risk foods that had been stopped due to the federal government shutdown. Over the weekend, though, Gottlieb took to Twitter to say more staff could be on the way depending on needs. He says the FDA has called back about 100 investigators and 35 supervisors for high-risk food inspections. Meanwhile, the national pork producers reminded the nation over the weekend that federal meat inspectors are working in meat packing plants despite the government shutdown. NPPC and other livestock groups a year ago urged USDA to deem inspectors as essential employees, because without inspectors, meat and poultry processing plants are prohibited by law from operating. You got farm news on Ron.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 24th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite Channel 998 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, 21,000 head to be offered, 7,100 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 10,500 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 1-800-422-2117.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.